The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, it's amazing. We are a gift of God the Father to his Son. We have been given by God the Father to our Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. And it's so important that we remind ourselves of these truths of our faith because we're constantly bombarded with lies. I am a son of God. I am a daughter of God. I am made in the image of God. I am a gift of God the Father to his Son. Because our Lord Jesus Christ said we cannot come to him except that the Father has given us to him. And how does the Father make the gift of us to his Son? Because he has imparted to us the gift of faith that every single one of us said yes to. Faith is a gift from God. But then we have to wonder, okay, well, does that mean I'm more special than someone else? Does God play favorites? Why do I have faith and not another person? But Scripture also teaches that God desires the salvation of all. Therefore, we know that he is at work in the heart of every single person, trying to lead them to faith. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone will come to an explicit and direct faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But it does mean that God gives grace, and every grace comes from Jesus Christ. Every grace is Christological. So when someone says yes to grace, even if they don't come to baptism or faith in Jesus explicitly, if they say yes to grace, they say yes to Christ, and so salvation can be theirs. So there is always that response. God gives the grace of faith to everyone. Now, what is our role in this? I think of the role of Stephen in the life of St. Paul. It could not be possible that Stephen's witness did not impact Paul in some ways. Stephen's faith and his love had to have touched the heart of Paul, had to have been part of that conversion. To remain joyful and to remain at peace even in the midst of suffering, to make that profound act of love before he died, "Heavenly Father, forgive them." I think of St. Maximian Kolbe in Auschwitz, right? All the suffering he endured, being treated like an animal. And he would say to the other inmates, "Let us offer this suffering so that those who are inflicting it upon us, so that they can be saved." My brothers and sisters, our role is to assist that everyone would come to faith so that all could be saved, because that's what God desires. And so our role is that witness of faith and love. I can't tell you how many times in the last 10 years since being ordained, I've been at someone's bedside and they make that final act of faith, or they return to the church because someone showed them Christian love. They say, "Father, I'm asking for this because of my sister, because of my mom, because of my son." May we choose to be witnesses to Jesus Christ through faith and love, even and especially to our enemies.